A tough one for the Princeton Tigers, in which they jumped out to a 16-0 lead, but VCU came back to tie it at the half, and then a seesaw the second half. Eventually, the Rams pulled away, and they win it here in downtown Richmond, 81-70. The Rams of VCU with the victory, now 6-1 on the season. Their lone loss, that one blemish on Will Wade's squad's record, was against number 9 Baylor. So a good start to the season for the VCU Rams. And for the Princeton Tigers, a tough loss on the road. They seem like they had it in hand early, but they fall to 2-3 with this 11-point loss. Cody Cruchel back with you as the band continues to play here inside the Siegel Center. It was their 86th consecutive sellout, 7,600-plus. And that 16-0 lead out of the gate could have taken them out of it, but the atmosphere and the environment never really waned here inside the Siegel Center. Take a look back at this one, and it was a good start for the Princeton Tigers. It was the Hans Braise show early, had the first couple of buckets for the Tigers. It was 6-0 Princeton, and Hans Braise would knock down a triple for the Tigers. Leading this one 6-0, 2 minutes into the first half on the road. Left wing, Braise leaves it off. Here's Bell back up top. Hans Braise, deep three-pointer, nothing but the bottom of the net. Princeton 9, VCU nothing. What a start for the Tigers. Hans Braise would score all 7 of his points in this one in the first half. Left late in the first half with what looked like a leg injury, never returned. And we'll get back into the highlights and the recap in a few moments, joined now by Brett McConnell, one of the assistant coaches for the Princeton Tigers. And Brett, a tough one today. I guess let's sort of start at the beginning. I don't think anyone anticipated 16-0 out of the gate. Well, what allowed you guys to get that leg up on VCU?
Yeah, I thought the guys came out with a great focus, Cody, and really in tune to the game plan, trying to make things as tough as we could on Jaquan Lewis. Obviously, he finished much stronger than he started, but we did a great job on him early and tried to make it tough for them to score inside as well. And then offensively, we were clicking. The guys were sharing the ball, making shots, executing really well.
How tough did it make it when Hans Braise goes down with that injury? You have Will Gladson out there, and this is a tough team to be without one of your better big men.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, certainly Hans gives us a defensive presence and a rebounding presence, but it's on the offensive end that he changes things for us. And, you know, the other centers are just a little different. Hans is so good on the perimeter. Pete's more interior base. So it's just a very different type of offensive scheme.
This is, you know, statistically by any metric, this might be the toughest game on the schedule, and you have a lot of them. Yeah, this has to get you guys ready going forward. This is a tough style of play.
Certainly. I mean, this is something that will prepare you for crunch time in March and February. And this type of pressure is something you're only going to get better from. We certainly would have liked to have this one tonight, but it definitely will, I think, make us better in the long run.
Brett, we'll talk to you again out in Hawaii next week. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Cody.
That's Brett McConnell, one of the assistants for the Princeton Tigers. 81-70, the final score here tonight. The Tigers led by as many as 16. They fall by 11 on the road to a now 6-1 VCU squad. Played the highlight of Hans Braise, that three-pointer that made it 9-0 Tigers. And Princeton, after that, would tack on 7 more. 16-0 Tigers. VCU didn't get on the scoreboard until a pair of free throws at the 14-12 mark. They didn't get their first field goal until the first points of the day by Jaquan Lewis, a three-pointer, nearly 7 minutes into the game. VCU would start chipping away, though. Lewis would anchor a 10-2 run after the second media timeout. And then late in the first half, it would be Jaquan Lewis making it a one-possession game with a big shot. Burgess trapped in the front court. Here's a three-pointer, and it's good. Jaquan Lewis, a game-high 17. And it's a two-point game. Couple of free throws would tie us up at 37. The teams would then exchange baskets down the stretch. 39 all the score at the half after VCU. End of the first half on a 12-2 run. 19 points in the first half by Jaquan Lewis, starting at point guard, which he hasn't done this season. Normally they're starting point guard, one of the best in the Atlantic 10, Jonathan Williams, out today suffering from food poisoning. So we didn't see him, and Jaquan Lewis sliding right back into that comfortable ball-handling role in the backcourt. 39-39 the score at the half. Early in the second half, each team came out of the locker room and made a two-pointer, so it was 41-41. And then for the first time, VCU would take the lead about 2 minutes in, a big shot by senior Doug Brooks. Here's Lewis looking for the equalizer, stops his dribble, swings it. Corner, VCU, a three for their first lead of the day. That's Doug Brooks, the senior, left all alone in the near side corner. 44-41, the Rams are on top for the first time tonight. From that point forward, it would really be a back-and-forth second half. This game was tied 10 times. After that point, the lead changed hands on seven different occasions. 64-64 was the score with 4.5 minutes to go, and then VCU would take the lead for good. Another upperclassman, there's a lot of them on this Rams team. Jordan Burgess, maybe with the biggest shot of the night. Tigers, a chance to take the lead. Weiss, all the way into the corner. Cook, three for the lead, comes up short off the front of the rim. Keeps it in bounds, but right to VCU. Here's Lewis. Rams have numbers into the corner. Three-pointer, Burgess, good. VCU 67, Princeton 64 with 4.5 minutes to go. Unfortunate turn of events for the Princeton Tigers, who will take a timeout. That was tonight's delivery of the game, brought to you by UPS. From figuring it out to getting it done, UPS is here to help. Visit solvers.ups.com to learn more. UPS, the official logistics company of Princeton Athletics. From that point forward, really, VCU would ice it from the charity stripe. They would connect on their last 9 free throws, and they go on to win it by a score of 81-70. Taking a look at the box score for the Princeton Tigers, Hans Brace led the scoring early. He had 7 of the Tigers' first 9 points. He finished with 7 and 3 rebounds after he left with about 2 minutes to go in the first half with what looked like a leg injury and never returned. The leading scorer for the Tigers off the bench, very efficient night for Devin Kennedy. 18 points on 6 of 8 shooting. Joins in double figures. Spencer Weiss had 14. Stephen Cook had 10. The Tigers as a team shot 50%, 60% in the first half, 41% in the second half. Really, you can look at it from the charity stripe. That really ate them up down the stretch. They were perfect before the break. 5 of 5 in the first half. In the second half, just 30%. And if you look at the scoreboard, they lost by 11, so maybe not that big of a deal. But certainly something that took him out of the game, shooting into the student section and the band and a hostile crowd. Certainly made a difference tonight. The Tigers turned the ball over 19 times. That's out of the ordinary for a Mitch Henderson team that came in only coughing the basketball up 12 and a half times a game on average over their first 4. 19 turnovers forced by the Rams, and they converted that into 27 points. Fast break points, 12-0. In favor of VCU, look at the Rams box score. Jaquan Lewis, a double-double, a season-high 25 points, a career-high 12 assists for the senior. 15 points off the bench by Mo Alley-Cox, the big redshirt senior forward. 7 of 9 shooting, but it was really what he did defensively. 5 blocks and 1 steal. He forced 6 of those 19 turnovers himself. And for the Rams, Jordan Burgess, perfect from the floor, 5 of 5. Finishes with 12 points and 7 rebounds. The Rams shooting 55.6% from the field. Got it done from the charity stripe. 88%, 14 of 16. And VCU wins it over Princeton here in Richmond, 81-70. When we get back, we'll take a look at the Hampton Inn out-of-town scoreboard and get you set for Princeton's next game. It won't be until a week from tonight when they travel to Hawaii. They'll take on a tough team from the West Coast, California. That'll be a week from now, Tuesday, out at Pearl Harbor. We'll preview that one when we get back. But a tough one for the Tigers on the road. They go up big, but they fall to VCU 81-70. This is the Princeton IMG Sports Network.